You're listening to SBS News.
8 years after being awarded the World Cup, the Russian dream became a reality. Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomed the world to his country.
I wish all the teams success and an unforgettable experience to fans. Welcome to Russia.
Questions were asked about how this complex country of 144 million people would manage the world's biggest sporting event both on and off the field. Almost 3 million foreign fans streamed into 12 host cities.
First time here, I love the city, love the people.
Moscow's been good, had a great time so far.
The success of a tournament is often judged by the success of the host nation, and this host didn't fail to impress.
Back in the game, free hit!
But the World Cup is about more than just goals. There were security fears as tourists streamed into the country with multiple regions subject to terror attack warnings, and concerns for the safety of LGBTI football fans in what is largely a conservative nation with a far-right streak within its football culture. But attention would always return to the pitch, where video assistant referees made their World Cup debut. It was used for the first time in the Socceroos group stage match against France.
And it's a penalty to France, so it's been reviewed to the negative for the Socceroos. Well, he was stretching every sinew to get to the ball, Josh Risden, couldn't get there. And the video technology has been brought in for just this reason.
As the group stages wore on, Belgian heroes were made.
Now Januzaj, Belgian press here. Adnan Januzaj, brilliant goal.
German dreams were shattered.
But their World Cup is over. They are bottom of the group. They've lost two group games for the first time in history. They've gone out at the group stage for the first time in history.
Croatian legends were created.
Now he'll unleash one! Sensational goal from Luka Modric.
And history for England in the early knockout phases.
And England win on penalties! History in itself! England march on!
Russia knocked out 2010 world champion Spain in the round of 16 and next faced Croatia themselves in the group stages for the first time in 20 years.
Modric with the corner. And Fina with the header, and Croatia glimpsed the semi-final.
Belief was also building in the French camp as they overcame Uruguay in the quarterfinals. The semi-finals would see France face Belgium and Croatia up against the English. England had wanted to bring football home, but it wasn't meant to be.
Perisic, Mandzukic, Croatia hit the front, and Croatia, for the first time ever, will play in a World Cup final.
Belgium had humbled Brazil in the quarters, but France would prove a challenge too great.
Kicking them, Titi! Arriving on the near post! There's the breakthrough! It's Samuel Umtiti for France!
And so the 21st World Cup final was contested by 98 champions France and Croatia vying for its first world crown.
Flicked in by Griezmann and flicked on! And France take the lead in the World Cup final!
Came down for Vida and then Perisic 1-1! A penalty for France in the World Cup final. Antoine Griezmann.
France have their lead back! Griezmann, Pogba! Pogba for France! Here's Mbappe! Oh my word!
France would dominate the final to earn a second championship star above their national team crest. 4 weeks and 169 goals later, the 2018 World Cup came to an end in the pouring Moscow rain. Another 4 years to reflect, to celebrate, and to dream. Darren Marra, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.